Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ian Guru on 95.7 The Game.
If you can beat the Warriors with your Scribinis, you beat the Warriors with your Scribinis. Let Michael Malone coach the way he wants to coach.
And I'll say this to Bon Timps, Donnie. You know, I don't know him, but I'm like, you don't get a calendar, Tim, of who's injured and when they're going to have flare-ups or whatnot. It's you know, it flows. You don't know. Things pop up, the night of or the night before. But I just got to tell you, he does have a point, but how can you really police it? And that's what's ailing the NBA. I thought that was an S show when that report came out, not just Jokic, Murray, and then Brown on top of it. And then I'm sitting there like, Warriors by 90. I'm going to watch my soaps.
Yeah.
And they lost.
See, I'm going to go the other way.
From my man, Silk Basie.
I thought it was a great day for the NBA. A great day. Because two teams that were severely undermanned went into a visiting arena and knocked off so-called playoff teams. Indiana did the same thing to Minnesota with their backups. Obi Toppin had like 40.
I told Evan, he probably won't remember about a year ago. I go, something about Obi I like. Now he just fighting for his life. He bouncy.
Yeah. Okay. 888-957-9570. Go ahead. You wanted to bring up Kuminga.
No, he was 4 of 11. I just wanted to ask you what you made of.
He's complaining too much. He's throwing up his hands too much.
That's interesting.
He was barking too much at the refs last night. But he wasn't the reason they got beat. I described him as so-so last night. He was so-so.
He had a better second half than first. Jimmy Butler, 16 field goal attempts.
That's a lot for him.
No doubt.
That's a lot. 925. Here's a different version. I'm proud of the Warriors. They never quit. They played hard. Earlier this year, they would have given up by the second half. I mean, here's the other thing that some people might not like. Especially if they're not a big fan of Brandon Pajemski. They need him.
Oh, no doubt.
They need another ball handler.
He should be back allegedly tonight, right?
Yeah. I mean, if Draymond and Steph are your primary ball handlers and they're turning it over at what'd you call them? The turnover twins?
Yep.
Evan calls Curry and Green, the turnover twins.
Not the Thompson twins.
To me, that's where Pajemski comes in. He can take some of the load off those guys.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just think Draymond's trying to make these risky passes that I don't feel like he's he's tried to make in the past.
Or learn from. Like, Steiny, he did the whole James Logan high, I'm going to throw it 80, the full 90 for like Dre. And it was a big possession. So they got to definitely fix that. Somebody in the text line goes, Goo, what do you mean Steph's on a bender? Bender in regard to scoring points. He was splurging. He was averaging 30 since Butler. That's the one I use, bender.
Like, he didn't even average that. That's less than what he averaged per game that one year, right?
Well, no, 32 was the year.
Mr. Caleb is in Livermore. Hey, Mr. Caleb, how you doing?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
Hey, Goo, first of all, I got a comment, man. That Blazer, man, I see you trying to get that Valkyrie GM job, huh?
I hadn't thought about it.
It's but been I'm, filled.
I'm free from whatever.
And also, Steiny, I got a comment on that button-up, man. It looks like my fourth-grade elementary teacher. Look, I got to say it, Steiny. You're back at it again, man.
Oh, really?
Like you were a few days ago. You're saying the sky is falling, you know, like your Chicken Little. I mean, look, at the end of the day, as a guy who used to play the game,
Where'd you play?
Man, I play AAU ball, man, for the Oakland Soldiers, man.
Please.
Come on, man.
Come on.
The Soldiers.
The Oakland Soldiers have never had a player on the roster named Caleb.
Hey, hold on. Google me. Hey, go on YouTube and type in Caleb Belts, man. You'll see my highlights.
All right.
Look. The fact of the matter situation is when you're going into a game, when you're wanting to play the best players and they're not playing, you have a letdown. That happens. And that's what they did last night. I'm not worried about the Warriors. It's just one game. They'll be all right.
Caleb, I am not, you got the wrong guy. I did not say the sky was falling. That's the only thing I've taken
exception
to.
I got your back on that.
You know who else played for the Oakland Soldiers?
LeBron.
No, he's from the Midwest.
Dame.
He played for the Oakland Rebels.
Good Lord.
Aaron Gordon.
Wow.
Played for the Oakland Soldiers.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time believing the Oakland Soldiers had a guy named Caleb. That's all.
Well, but of course, Aaron Gordon then went to Arizona.
Woo, he was good.
Now, I'll give everybody, I'll give credence to the fact of the psychological component to where there was a letdown. But if you will allow me to enter this to the jury, Steiny, I'm still going back to Saturday night when I felt like OG Anunoby and Carl Anthony. Not I felt, they cooked. Their girth was apparent, even during misses. I saw them get rebounds. So I would just tell people like Caleb, I can't tell you how to think, but there's something going on here to where we got to get it rectified as best we can moving forward, Steiny. And sometimes you are who you are, but man, I hope you and Evan are off with the post can't play against Denver after 8 minutes that, you know, didn't go his way. We got to figure something out.
Well, this is what we've been talking about the whole time. They've been running through teams that they're better than, and they've been running through teams that have been missing a guy or two. And we say that one of the things they still are a little short on is size and front court athleticism. And we say, well, you can only play who's in front of you. And we're beating the teams that are in front of us. And they had been. But the last couple nights, they played bigger teams, especially last night with two really athletic guys in Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon. And lo and behold, it's an issue. But didn't we know it was going to be an issue? Didn't we know that they are going to have to figure out a way to win playing small, kind of like they did in the past? They don't have big athletes.
I got you.
They just don't, and that's
so,
a short
so post is a shooter, and we've all said it, but I didn't get carried away, Steiny, because I'm still excited about his future, but you are right. His forte is not banging or stopping a guy like an Aaron Gordon or making it difficult. I mean, he's out there trying, but his thing is shooting a rock.
I mean, I think he's tough. I've watched him since he's come up. I think he's a tough player, Quentin Post, but he has physical limitations on defense. Yeah. And he's going to run into those when they play a team with size and athletes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors get beat last night by Denver, and here comes Milwaukee. Here comes Milwaukee, probably with Giannis and Damian Lillard, and now we'll find out about Steph Curry. The one thing that I'm surprised about is on the text lines.
Give it to me.
Everybody's saying, yeah, Steph looked tired. And I don't think he's been looking tired before last night's game.
I'm with you.
And, I mean, Steve Kerr's obviously with him every day. But, this is not, I didn't feel like this was something that was building. And you say to yourself, man, Curry's laboring.
Nah.
That's what you would say if he'd done over the last week. But I didn't. I think Curry's looked like Curry. He just didn't make any shots last night, and he got a little careless with the ball.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. What's up, Dennis? How you doing?
Good. How are you guys today?
All right. Doing well.
Yeah, I agree with your caller. I forget his name now, the older guy. I'm 70. He sounds like he's a little older than me. But anyway, he talked about the guy playing the piano, that guy. I agreed with him.
Dave Brubeck. You know,
yeah. So, I it's just like that. My whole I've got caught up in the excitement, too, since Butler's been here. I called in. I said I didn't like the trade because of the age and because of the size that we're older. We have no big men. And my the point I made even before for the last few years, or last couple of years, and I call into you guys, I always would say I wanted them to trade Steph and Draymond, get rid of the older guys and start the rebuild, because they're going to have to bite the bullet sometime. And I just, Kerr at the end of his press conference last night, he was talking about how tired Steph is. And that was my whole thing is how are they going to sustain this when they got three guys that are 35 and older, and you've got a league full of young talent and young, big athletic talent? That's and that's what you saw last night. That got beat by a younger guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Towns was taking it to him early in the game the Knicks game, but I don't know what's wrong with that guy. He thinks he's a shooting guard. You know, if he would have stayed at a low post, he could have taken Draymond all night, but he wants to be outside shooting a three. The Knicks, I would have never traded for that guy. I don't know what anybody sees. I mean, he's good, but I just think he could be better. But anyway, getting back to the Warriors, it's just like, how are they going to sustain this? You know, Butler looked like before last night, Butler had a great game last night, but before last night, he looked like he started getting up against it a little bit too, you know, because you got to remember, and Kuminga looks like he's trying to get his legs under him. You know, he's trying to work his way back. Hopefully, maybe they can get it back together. Hopefully, Kuminga can come around, because I think it's what it's going to come down to with these older guys that they're going to have to give rest is that they can depend on Moody and Kuminga, who are still very young, but hopefully they can play well enough to help, you know, those, not, as they like to put it, the non-Steph minutes or
right,
whatever.
Right.
You know, I don't know what the answer is, but they're too small and they're too old. Anyway.
Appreciate it, Dennis. Thanks for the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. That's right.
Yeah.
The Laughing Monk Studios right here in downtown San Francisco. And we are loving our new sponsor.
No doubt
Absolutely
about it.
Absolutely loving the new sponsor. I mean, the age thing. I mean, you know how I feel about the age thing. And what is today? March 13th. So they got about a month left in the season.
Gotcha.
And then they have the playoffs. But they've been playing hard the last month.
Sonny, did you say the 13th?
Yeah.
It's March 18th.
Also, point goo. LeBron did play for the Rebels.
I knew he Go ahead, Sonny.
When we were talking about the Soldiers.
Yeah.
Or the Soldiers, sorry.
Yeah. He did play for the Soldiers.
Yeah, they actually created a rule because of LeBron.
There you go.
That you can't play for an AAU team outside of a 100-mile radius.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he was getting in my ear asking me to come on and clarify.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Well, the March 13th was started, though. It's March 8th. Yeah. My man. What do dates matter? Seriously.
Look at the, hey.
Anyway,
the only way,
yeah. He had been losing. I'll say this. Oh, finish your thought, man.
I didn't really have one other than, you know, Steph's 6-for-21, and now he's got a back issue.
But the age thing was real, but it hadn't been apparent because they were just crushing it. So I get people now coming out, and I'm not saying the callers coming out of the bushes to say they lost because of age or Steph's tired. I'm laughing and scoffing at that. This dude has been phenomenal. I'm just talking about the chef, but the age thing, we'll find that out down the road. And Steph didn't look tired to me before the game, Donnie, but Steve Kerr had some extra, I believe, spicy mustard on the comments that his staff, his team needs to find a way to rest him. But I wanted to say this and point out, and I know I'm going to raise your blood pressure here, Jonathan Kuminga, Donnie, 8 free throw attempts, and I like that. And I feel like he could have got fouled 2 or 3 times that they didn't call it. So I'll leave that there. But I like the fact that, you know, he went to the line, made 5 of them. That can improve. But, man, I thought he got fouled 2 or 3 times and there was no whistle, neither here nor there. But, yeah, I just felt like the ball wasn't popping the Warrior way.
Uh-oh, is that because of Kuminga?
No, no.
Oh,
no.
Whoa, what do you mean?
You got to tip your cap to
Sticky
Denver.
Fingers?
No.
Rolling Stones. That was one of their albums.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr, what's going on with Steph? Is he going to play tonight against Milwaukee? Just answer some questions, Steve.
Potentially. I don't know what, you know, I got to talk to Rick, but he's exhausted right now. So we've got to absolutely consider giving him a night, getting him rejuvenated for the sake of him and our, you know, the remainder of our games. But we'll see. But I think he's been tired the last few games. And so we've got to find a way to get him his juice back.
All right, that's Steve Kerr talking about maybe sitting Steph tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks.
And I felt like Steph didn't like that. Not that he's mad.
Well, then make shots. Then make shots, Curry.
Well, hey, Mouth, I've been on a bender for since we got Butler.
Really?
Help me out.
You're still not over 40% from 3.
Steph, it, man.
You're still headed for your second worst shooting performance for a season from 3. It's okay.
There's so somebody else can make some. Yeah.
Who?
The guy shooting him. Hey, we got to put some respect on this guy's name. We talked about him.
That's,
you don't like that?
Well, that's going to lead me not to want to. When you put it like that.
Well, Gary Payton a second.
Nah.
Stoney, he's balling. He's playing his ass off front. Keep the mask on. Where are they without him last night, man? I'm being real.
Still in the loss column.
We're taking him for granted, man. Gary Payton a second kept their ass in that game last night. 8 of 10 from the field. Made another 2 more 3-pointers. I'm like, I actually thought to myself, why isn't he shooting more? But
I'd like to see him rebound more.
Like, he always got something on a to-do list.
How do you guys think Kuminga played last night, Warrior fans? Played almost 28 minutes. He's getting up to that 30 mark. Evan, how do you think Kuminga played last night?
Poor early, good late.
Okay. Yeah, I thought he was okay. Not great, not terrible. How about you, Goo?
He was okay. Denver has size, and they were swatting the stuff a few times. And it wasn't just him, but he was going to the rack, and that ball was coming the other way. I was like, damn. So athleticism meets athleticism. But 4 of 11, 0 of 2 from 3. To your point, Stoney, 3 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yeah, keep going.
3 turnovers.
3 turnovers in 27 minutes. Him and Santos. Each had 3 turnovers.
14
minutes. He's their best player by plus minus.
Kuminga?
Yeah, he's plus 6.
Yeah.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus minus, he was their best player. I think Butler was pretty good, but he was minus nine.
And he got fouled a couple times.
Ooh.
Butler hard. And I love that part because for the callers that said the Warriors weren't taking it serious, I thought the intensity went through the roof after, you know, Jimmy's real mild-mannered, Steiny, but you could tell he was irritated from the way he got fouled and went to the floor. And I was like, okay, here we go. It's down six, let's go. And whatever lead they – every time that you thought they were about to take the game, Denver made a shot or made a play or got on the floor.
See, that's where, like, they weren't in the game. They had one possession where they got it to three. Denver was completely in control. And here's another thing.
Draymond took it from Gordon, got the ball, and then Steph went on the break, had Butler to the left.
They were down six at that point.
Yeah, but you make a three, you're down three, or if you score, you're down four. You know what I mean? Yeah. So to throw that ball out of for nothing is like, man. And they still had chances.
I think that Jimmy Butler, see,
that's all we asked you to
give,
do.
You want me to give you guys a hand out there?
Yeah.
Okay. When you're watching a game on TV and you think there's a foul, look at the player who you think the foul's against. And I did not see Jimmy Butler complaining on these calls. Now, Kuminga was throwing up his hands when he'd go into the lane with nowhere to go
and the ball
didn't get anything going. But Butler doesn't say much to the refs.
No, these were fouls. It was the way he got fouled and thrown to the ground. He got up, made his shot, free throw attempts. But I could tell he was a bit irritated for like, what the, you know, like, damn. So I was like, okay, so he's invested. They are. And, you know, they just couldn't get over the hump.
Let's go to Kate in San Ramon. Hey, Kate, how you doing?
Hey, guys, it's good to talk to you. I listen all the time, never call.
Thank you.
I really more have a comment. Steiny, you always get kind of dinged on here for being, like, negative, but I think you're just more of a realist, which I completely see here. It's like we're looking for some consistency from the Warriors, and we take consistency with a couple of wins to make it seem like we – might have a deep playoff run. And I'm a huge Warriors fan, but I just don't see it. I feel like it's like a bad relationship where you think they're getting better and they're going to be nice, and then they just have a relapse into bad behavior, which is what we saw last night. So it's just hard to get excited about like a deep playoff run if we can't beat the Nuggets without their biggest players. And that's it.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate the call.
Yeah,
you guys did. You all did. That's fine. You all jumped the gun. Kate's right. You certainly did.
And no, the record is what it is.
Oh, yeah.
That was one loss last night. And if you guys are really tapping into the Dr. Phil of they weren't invested once they found out the big guys weren't playing for Denver, okay. But the bottom line is since Jimmy Butler's been here, this team has taken off. I'm not backtracking on where I think they can go, but I am scratching my head moving forward like just more of a concern now. It's like a pimple when it grows and it gets to that zit stage. It's big and it's ready to pop. Man, we got a problem with, you know, guys down low in the paint.
Well, and that's why Kate was talking about...
jumping the gun?
Yes. Yes. I mean, who did they play during that? Yeah. And listen, Jimmy Butler's turned the Warriors season around. The playoffs, if they're going to make it, who knows what can happen? I'm not making any predictions. Do I think they can win it? No, I don't, because I think winning four series is going to be, I think we're making that seem easier than it is. But also, and I get it, when you're winning, you can just say we're going to beat the teams in front of us. But the reality is you haven't played OKC with Jimmy Butler. You hadn't played Denver. You hadn't played LA.
But you didn't dodge
haven't
him
played
either,
Memphis.
Carter. You didn't dodge him. they weren't on the schedule.
But that's my point. So why did everybody jump ahead and say this team can go all the way when they had not beaten a top eight team, let's say?
See, I think the enthusiasm, and I say at Western Conference Finals, and I'll stand on that, Stoney, is we were judging the Warriors compared to themselves prior to the Butler trade. And they are, and you can admit it, and you have. They are a better team now. And now the possibilities, are like, I don't want to say endless, but, I mean, on a good night, the Warriors are going to be a problem.
And well, we'll see. We don't. That's my point. We don't know that yet. And all I've been saying is, during the streak with Jimmy Butler, and I don't take this lightly either, they beat all the teams they should beat. That's the one, that's the improvement they made with Jimmy Butler that's tangible.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.